A Roland Garros tennis update. Thanks to all.com. Book, stay, enjoy. That's all.com.
Let's cross to our man, Craig Gabriel, who's at Roland Garros covering all the action. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Clinton. Good to be with you.
Third round matches continuing, and I see the fourth round matches tonight, our time, Australian time. Where are we up to with seeds in the third round?
What we've got, on the men's side, the players that have advanced so far, Holger Rune, who is the number six seed, Nicholas Jarry from Chile, he won in four sets. Casper Ruud, last year's finalist, and the number four seed has also moved through. And Yoshihito Nishioka, who defeated Max Purcell a couple of days ago, the Australian, has beaten Thiago Seboth Wild, the Brazilian, who beat Daniil Medvedev in the first round. And this was a five-set match. It ended 6-love in that final set to the Japanese player. So that's on the men's side that we've had so far today. They've all advanced to the fourth round. And this is like the last opportunity for players to fill up spots in the fourth round. And we'll be playing those fourth-round matches from tomorrow. Iga Swiatek, the defending champion and top seed, boy oh boy, under 1 hour she played against Wang Xinyu of China. She didn't lose a game. 6-love in that one.
In the third round.
Exactly. Yeah. The terminology of the double bagel in that one. Coco Gauff, who was last year's runner-up to Swiatek, she also moved through. This was a match of the teenagers because Gauff is 19. Her opponent, Mira Andreeva of Russia, is 16. And it was 6-7, 6-1, 6-1. So, things have... And unfortunately, Elena Rybakina, the Australian Open finalist, last year's Wimbledon champion, withdrew from the tournament earlier today. She's picked up some virus. She hasn't been well for the last couple of days. So she was due to play today, but has provided her opponent, Sara Soribes-Tormo, a walkover into the fourth round.
I'm surprised Coco Gauff is still a teenager. You said she's 19. She seems to have been around for years now.
Yeah, I know. And in fact, the question, Christopher Clary, who used to be the tennis writer for the New York Times and has now gone independent, asked her, does it bother you to keep on to be hearing about age and the fact that these are the last two teenagers playing one another in the draw? And she started laughing. She said, well, yeah, it is. You know, she said, when I'm playing a match, I'm not thinking that the person across the net is 16 years old or 29 years old. I'm playing there to try and just produce the best tennis I can. So she said, yeah, it sort of bothers, but, you know, she says she doesn't think about it.
Djokovic is playing tonight our time. So it's tomorrow your time in the fourth round.
Yeah. Yep, exactly right. So, in fact, I have got tomorrow's order of play, and he'll be the second match on court, Philippe Chatrier against Juan Pablo Varillas of Peru. They've never played before, which doesn't surprise me. Look, Djokovic hasn't lost a set so far. I'm figuring that's not going to change when he plays. Carlos Alcaraz, the top seed, up against Lorenzo Musetti, who... actually, a couple of years ago, should have beaten Djokovic at the French Open. And I don't think Musetti will win, but there could be a tight set in there. Now, for a change, the entire tournament, the night session, has always had a men's match. And they only play one match at night over here. There's change. Tomorrow, night my time, it's a women's match that they're putting on for the first time. Arina Sabalenka will be playing Sloane Stephens. Now, let's see also how Sabalenka reacts post-match if she does a press conference, which she refused to do in the previous round.
Yeah, which we discussed on the program yesterday. Finally, Craig, now I meant to ask you about this yesterday, and we just ran out of a little bit of time. I heard your report on Mark Levy's Worldwide of Sports program on 2GB during the week. And you mentioned, I can't recall the player you were talking about, but her playlist, the music she was listening to.
Oh, Iga Swiatek.
What was the big deal about the music?
Somebody asked, because a lot of the players will have headphones on walking out on court, so they're listening to some music to try and get them
pumped
inspired.
Up.
She said that initially she used to listen to Taylor Swift, but she said she, unless it's Shake It Up or Shake It Off, rather, it doesn't really motivate her enough. So she was listening to Lenny Kravitz. She says that when she was growing up, she would listen to Taylor Swift all the time because she was undecided about her life and all this sort of stuff. And she said, Taylor was always with me. I'm thinking like, oh, please yawn. So that's what it was about. It was Iga Świątek, the number one player.
Well, so Lenny Kravitz gives us some direction nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that would be the choice.
No, I wouldn't have thought you knew who Lenny Kravitz was. I mean, he's very popular in 1993.
Yeah, but she can be a little bit in depth. So she probably goes back and listens to all that sort of stuff.
Always good to talk to you, Craig. Thank you, mate.
All right.
Craig Gabriel, Roland Garros in Paris.